What if every moment of your life was recorded and available for instant replay? What if your social worth could be calculated by an algorithm? What if falling in love meant uploading your consciousness to a server? These aren't distant sci-fi fantasies. They're uncomfortably close extrapolations of technologies we already use daily. Black Mirror, Charlie Brooker's dystopian anthology series, holds up a dark reflection of our relationship with technology, forcing us to confront an unsettling truth. The real horror isn't the technology itself, but what it reveals about human nature. Each standalone episode functions as a philosophical thought experiment, grounding abstract ethical dilemmas in scenarios that feel disturbingly inevitable, making us question not just where innovation is taking us, but what our choices today say about who we've already become. Black Mirror transforms philosophy from abstract theory into visceral experience. When the national anthem forces a prime minister to choose between personal dignity and a kidnapped princess's life, public opinion shifts from 72% opposed to 86% supportive, exposing how social media amplifies moral panic and erodes principles under pressure. 15 Million Merits presents a recognizable nightmare. Workers peddling bikes to earn digital currency they can only spend on virtual goods. When Bing delivers an impassioned speech against this system, his rebellion is immediately packaged and sold back as content. We're already living this. Influencers monetize authenticity, resistance becomes brand identity, and criticizing capitalism gets commodified. Nosedive presents the most recognizable dystopia, a world where social status is determined by 5-star ratings. Lacey Pound obsesses over raising her 4.2 score to 4.5, only to watch it plummet after minor misfortunes. The pastel-colored aesthetic makes the nightmare more disturbing. This cheerful dystopia uncomfortably resembles our present reality, where social media metrics dictate self-worth. When Lacey photographs a cookie she dislikes and captions it "heaven" for approval, she's performing for others rather than experiencing authentic existence. The Entire History of You introduces the Grain, an implant recording everything you see and hear. Liam obsessively reviews footage of his wife with another man until jealousy destroys his marriage. Perfect Recall doesn't eliminate doubt, it weaponizes it. We're approaching this reality. Social media archives every post. Smartphones document lives exhaustively. The episode reveals a profound paradox. Complete knowledge doesn't bring peace, but intensifies fear. Archangel extends this through maternal anxiety. Marie implants a device in her daughter Sarah's brain, allowing constant surveillance and filtering disturbing content. When Sarah's grandfather has a heart attack, she can't recognize his distress. The device censored it. This overprotection creates emotional blindness, preventing Sarah from developing empathy and resilience. The Grain suffocates relationships under total transparency, while Archangel shows filtering reality proves equally destructive. Sometimes, not knowing is what keeps us human. Black Mirror's most unsettling episodes manipulate perception itself. In Men Against Fire, neural implants transform humans into monstrous roaches, making genocide psychologically tolerable. Playtest generates personalized horror by accessing Cooper's deepest fears. These scenarios exploit a neuroscience reality. Our brains don't passively receive information, they actively construct reality through predictions constantly updated by sensory input. We traditionally rely on consistency checking across senses and contexts, but what if technology created perfectly consistent hallucinations? In Playtest, Cooper's neural interface generates seamless experiences that defeat traditional reality testing. When Stripe in Men Against Fire questions his perceptions, trust in another person helps him recognize truth, suggesting authentic human relationships might be our best defense. Bandersnatch takes this meta, presenting Stefan questioning free will while viewers make actual choices shaping the story. Smithereens extends this critique. Chris kidnaps a tech intern to confess that a notification distraction killed his fiance, exposing how social media exploits attention for profit. What happens when consciousness becomes copyable? White Christmas introduces the cookie, a perfect digital replica of human consciousness enslaved as a personal assistant. In USS Callister, a programmer creates copies of his coworkers in a virtual reality game where he torments them as a vengeful god. If a digital copy possesses memory, emotions, self-awareness, and the capacity to suffer, does it deserve moral consideration? Be Right Back complicates this when Martha recreates her deceased partner Ash, first through text messages, then voice conversations, finally as an embodied robot. But is this entity actually Ash? A relationship creates a shared we, built from mutual memories and vulnerabilities. When Ash died, this we was irretrievably lost. Even a perfect replica can't restore what they built together because love isn't just about individual traits, it's about the unique connection between two people. San Junipero pushes further. When Kelly and Yorkie upload their consciousnesses to a virtual seaside resort, are they achieving immortality or merely creating digital copies while their true selves die? If consciousness is simply patterns of information, there may be no essential self to preserve, just continuity of experience, whether biological or digital. How should we punish criminals when technology enables unprecedented retribution? White Bear creates moral vertigo. We sympathize with a confused woman hunted while bystanders film her terror, until discovering she's Victoria Scalene, accomplice to child murder. She's the centerpiece of White Bear Justice Park, where her memory is wiped nightly so she can repeatedly experience punishment while paying visitors watch, transforming justice into entertainment. Black Museum presents similar questions when Nish downloads Rollo Haynes' consciousness into a torture chamber, driving away with his eternally screaming consciousness hanging from her rearview mirror. Shut Up and Dance delivers the most devastating twist. We sympathize with Kenny, a teenager blackmailed into increasingly dangerous tasks, until the reveal that he was viewing child pornography. Suddenly, he transforms from victim to villain. Yet, should we celebrate vigilante justice? While satisfying our desire for retribution, it lacks presumption of innocence and often targets marginalized populations. These episodes suggest technology might enable new forms of punishment that violate fundamental principles of justice and human dignity. Black Mirror's genius lies in turning the camera on us. When we watch Victoria's suffering in White Bear or Clayton's repeated execution in Black Museum, are we different from the tourists within those episodes? The show's title refers to our device screens mirroring back not just our faces, but our souls, our desires, fears, and moral limitations. Yet the series isn't simply technophobic. It recognizes technology amplifies existing human tendencies. San Junipero offers rare optimism, where Kelly and Yorkie find authentic love in a virtual afterlife, while Hang the DJ shows digital simulations testing real-world compatibility. These episodes suggest genuine connection remains possible in technologically mediated environments. Problems arise not from technology itself, but from how it interacts with our flaws. As Brooker explains, the show examines how human frailties are maybe amplified by it. The Black Mirror shows us not dystopian futures, but present choices. Every time you reach for your phone or perform for an invisible audience, you're living in Black Mirror's world. The question isn't whether these technologies will arrive, it's whether you'll recognize yourself in the reflection before it's too late.